Hello, peoples, and welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 27, I hope.
Just the way I like them.
I am Jeff.
And Brandon Maverick is in the house.
He's in the building.
We've got a small picture of Renico. It's almost like he's here.
Yep, but yeah. He's not.
He's not. He's not here.
So let's go ahead and start off with, what are you drinking on tonight?
Ooh, well, actually, this is called Tsingtao.
Is that Mexican?
It's a product of China. And I just fling it everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Woo-hoo. I'll give it a second to cool down. I was trying to pull it out of my holster, and it did not come out.
Oh, it came out.
Oh, it came out. Yeah, because there's still a lot of back pressure. This is pretty good tasting beer, though, what's left over. Yeah, just geysered on me, trying to pull it out of the holster.
Well, you know, Chinese are always trying to keep us down.
They're tricking us. They tricked me. Tricked me good. But yeah, that's what it is.
All right. What do you have going on tonight? I have two open letters, grind my gears, and a word association game.
Ooh, yes, for me. I'm just winging it tonight. I've had a busy week, so I went dirt biking today. It's actually kind of mud biking because, wow, it is muddy outside.
Yeah.
It rained for so long yesterday. And the more it rained, the more my coworker Joe and I were like, oh, tomorrow's going to suck. It's okay. Like, riding in the mud is fun for about 10 minutes, and then you're just like, oh, you can't go fast. You can't ride 100%. And then you got to think about, you start thinking about cleaning everything up.
Oh, yeah, that would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I didn't even start on my bike today. As far as cleaning it, it'll be a tomorrow task. So.
Right.
But it was fun. Good times. Love being on the dirt.
Yeah.
Love getting dirty.
Hey, well, to start it off after you spilled your beer.
Yeah, party foul.
I got you a little present.
Uh-oh. I'm worried because you said a little present. I'm worried it's your penis.
No, that'd be a huge present.
Yeah.
I've been trying to hide this from you.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. It's a Darth Vader voice-changing boombox.
Yeah, you know, you can sound like Darth Vader.
Episode 28 might feature Darth Vader in the studio. Just saying.
You know, I saw it, and I thought, Brandon.
Yes. Darth Vader is my hero. Thank you. I didn't get you anything except for my presents. And then normal. I did go back to the red, white, and blue American flag-themed thong.
Well, that's present enough for me.
And I wore my motocross jerseys instead of the red velvet robe, so appreciate it, man. Love it.
Yeah.
I want to drive Maverick nuts.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be awesome.
He's going to freak out.
Yeah. He's seen enough Star Wars. He's pretty used to it.
Probably no big deal to
him. Not a big deal. He's not scared by much.
Yeah. Okay. I can do one of my open letters right now.
Let's do that.
Okay, and this, I'm not going to say who it is.
Naturally, yeah.
But it rhymes with planagent. Planagement. Fuck all of you. You don't understand what I go through every damn day to even show up to work. I don't sleep, my stomach hurts 98% of the time, and you're too pussy to say something to my face, yet you'll talk behind my back. I'm going to confront each and every one of you. I don't lie about that shit. Doctors can't figure it out. I've cussed out people twice the person you are for not getting it. I've cussed out doctors as well as random people. From now on, I will show no empathy for any of you. I don't show a lot anyway. I don't care if anyone dies in your family. I don't care if you're sick or hurt. I'm going to ignore that shit. Even if you have fucking cancer, you don't hire worth a shit and make excuses. If you do hire someone, they are idiots and couldn't even spell idiots if you gave them the IDIO. We are short in every department because you all are fucking horrible about that. You underhire cashiers and rely on backups. That causes a problem for their own departments because you haven't hired enough people to cover their area to get projects done or help out customers. Then you get mad because shit doesn't get done. Get off your knees when corporate comes to visit. Exactly. I know how much you like sucking dick. You've gone through several pairs of knee pads. I hope you go bankrupt and your house burns down and your car blows up. A lot of people will think this is too harsh. Fuck you, too. Better writing it down than saying it than shooting up each one of them.
Right.
And having a dude sodomize them from prison. Probably wouldn't be the first time for some of you. We may lose some listeners. I'm beyond pissed. You've never been honest about some shit, and I will call you out from now on. Get off my ass, you fags. I don't do that shit. This is the longest open letter I've ever written. Longer than the dicks you suck or taking the ass. This is Jeff signing off with Go Fuck Yourself with a dildo wrapped in the highest grain sandpaper you can find.
Of course. Of course. Wow. There's a lot of emotion and feeling there. A lot.
Planagement pisses me off.
I'm telling you. Those planagers. I was thinking about when I worked there and in the whole backup cashier thing and how every time I got called up to the point where I just totally flat out said, don't ever call me up there again. I mean, they'd have to show me how to do everything all over again, which then slowed down everything. So customers would get mad. Then, yeah, like you said, stuff wouldn't get done back in the department. It's like, this is stupid. Hire enough people.
Literally, I went in at 8. I got off at 4 p.m. Probably since about, I'd say from about 11 on, I was on the register.
Wow. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they do that shit on purpose. They underhire and just use you as their backup.
Yeah. Smart move, planagement.
Yeah, you mother effers.
Did I tell you I had a nightmare that I worked there again?
That would be a nightmare.
Like, literally, it was, and I didn't, in the dream, I didn't tell you. And so I showed up one day and you're like, what are you doing here? I work here again.
Did I grab a hold of you and say, why?
I don't remember that part. I just remember I had to keep a secret to everyone. And then just suddenly just decided to show up one day.
That's awesome.
No, it was a nightmare. God. Oh, well. I've thought about getting another part-time job, but it's like, there's nothing I want to do. There's nothing I want to do.
I mean, you already have your normal job. Then you have your...
Have my Harley stuff.
And then you have your stripper job.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I gotta, it's not actually me. It's my alias.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Man.
What's your alias?
Well, I don't want to say on air.
Okay.
Tell you what, though, some chick the other day who wanted to take me home. But she said, hey, I don't do anything under 8 inches. So I had to screw her 4 different times.
That's it. You live a tough life.
It's, yeah. Luckily, it was, the first 2 times were 10 seconds.
Well, yeah.
So then I had a few drinks, and the third time lasted about 2 minutes, you know.
What about the fourth?
She passed out before it was over. So
it went like 4 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Then you were like, thanks, I'm going home.
Yeah. Took money out of her purse.
All right. You ready to do word association?
I think so.
This is the word association game for Brandon.
I had to take a drink of my Tsingtao.
Don't spill it.
I didn't spill it that time.
Helen Keller.
Blind, deaf, and dumb, and dead.
All of those are correct.
Yes.
Taco Mayo.
Oh, that reminds me of Stillwater, Oklahoma, being at OSU, because we ate there all the time.
Nicolas Cage.
Apparently I resemble him. I don't agree. I don't think so. He's weird.
The shits.
Taco Mayo.
School.
School's out for summer. It's out for spring break.
Sean Penn.
Douchebag.
The two guys that are in every Sonic commercial.
I'd like to say they're stupid. I'm sure they're told what to say, but yeah, they just annoy me.
Okay. Spock.
Dead. Sad.
Robin Hood.
Men in Tights. Robin.
I love that movie.
I did too. I also like the Disney animated Robin Hood with the fox.
Yep.
Love it. I could whistle the song right now, but I won't.
Fire.
I'm fascinated by fire. Love it.
Joke.
My sex life.
Smokey the Bear.
Liar.
Canadians.
I don't know what that's all about. I think of Trailer Park Boys, I think Canadians.
French
Kiss. Oh, yeah.
Barry Bonds.
Dope.
I always think of his huge head.
Yeah, that's true. Huge bald head.
Hipsters.
Murder.
Kung Fu.
Bruce Lee. Or Neo.
I think of that song, Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Gum.
Chew.
Cornell.
Thexy.
Turtles.
Oh, well, I saw one today. I don't know. I don't think about turtles much.
Okay. Dennis Rodman.
Weird. He's weird. He banged Carmen Electra, didn't he?
Yeah, they were married for 2 minutes.
Oh, how?
I don't know. Pancakes.
I prefer waffles, actually.
Me too, but I like pancakes. Okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
Lights.
Brights.
Big butts.
I like them.
Can you not lie?
I can lie, actually.
Hookers.
Need.
Heart.
Nancy Wilson, I think of Alone, the song.
It's a good song. Donkey.
Punch.
Pass.
Pass.
Brett Favre.
Dick pics. Don't ask me why, that's the first thing I thought of.
For some reason, I have turtles again. We'll just skip that again.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
WNBA.
Pointless. Useless.
Beef stroganoff.
This doesn't sound good. It could be good. I'm sure it's good.
Those gay guys that used to do shit with that white lion that got fucked up by one of them.
Had it coming. Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. Sleeping with a fat chick.
Moped.
Dudes that like licking assholes.
Planagement.
Sugar cookies.
Oh, me gusta mucho.
Indian burns.
Oh, that makes me think of the Big Dick Bandit song that Brian Callen and Will Sasso did.
Herpes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Zeus.
Greek mythology. I like it.
Birds.
Birds of a feather flock together, sorry.
Hot pockets.
Hot and then cold and then hot again and then cold.
Yeah, they never cook thoroughly.
No. Not unless you put it in the oven, but it's like...
Who wants to wait 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's like, that's dumb. It's the whole point of eating a Hot Pocket, because I can do it in two.
Testicles.
I've got some. They're there.
All right, that's all I got.
Maverick is, I think he's getting wasted over here. Did you find you some beer, buddy?
He's slurping that shit up.
He was licking it off the carpet. It's like, I didn't think there was any left, but he must have found some.
Which reminds me, when you did the me gusta,
mm-hmm.
Today I got this text to me, and I'll tell you my response. The Spanish word of the day is meter, which means to put. I put meter penis in vagina.
What? Oh, that's funny.
And then I wrote, I'm good at speaking Mexican.
Should use that in everyday conversation. I was over at my mom's earlier dropping off my dirt bike, and The Princess Bride was on. Love that movie.
Yep.
So I sat there and watched it for a few minutes, and it was in English, but every commercial was in Spanish. Drove me nuts.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
It's like, what? I mean, yeah, so that was annoying. Is it wrong? Like, I just want to bang a Spanish chick and her to speak Spanish the entire time. Is that bad?
Nope.
Oh, Dios mío, papi.
Is that wrong?
No. Why are their kids always fat? I still don't know.
Is it wrong for me that to be the first thing I ask a Spanish chick? Excuse me, could you repeat this to me?
Why I'm banging you in the vagina? Why I'm meter you in the vagina?
Oh, goodness. The stuff we talk about at work, that was one of the topics this last week. We're like a bunch of children. We're like a bunch of just-hit-puberty teenage boys. And I think the youngest person is 26 years old. The awesome. Oldest is 42.
That's awesome.
And he's probably crazier than the rest of us.
Is that your boss?
No, it's actually another guy who started working with us part-time. He used to be our roofer. Now he just works with us part-time, and his wife makes a lot of money. And basically, he goes to the casino and wins a lot of money. The other day he came back, he's like, yeah, I won $4,500 the other day at the casino. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I spent $1,000, but I left with $4,500 more than I came with. Don't tell me that. So he'll just show up at like noon to come work.
He'll be like, hey, guys.
Yeah, but he's hilarious.
That's cool. I guess I can do my grind my gears now.
Yeah. What grinds your gears, Jeff? Oh, I forgot the beat. Yeah, I can beatbox if you'd like.
It's whatever. I think that would distract me.
Whatever. That's probably the best beatboxing you've ever heard.
Well, it is, but that's why it would distract
me. Yeah, you'd probably get up and dance.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
When people put up lyrics on Facebook.
Yes.
Paragon took a Mike Tyson right hook.
Yeah, that would suck.
When an ugly chick gives you a look like you're a large pie. When bitches lie. The rapists and molesters don't fry, cry, piss themselves and die. Fuck their last meal. If it were up to me, you would get a dirty banana peel. Get sodomized by a guy named Big Neil. See how it feels. Jordan, I hate your face. You're a disgrace to the entire human race. Your transvestite name is Grace. Asian food, when a bitch puts me in a mood, that's good. Then blue balls, bad calls, malls, chick that wears shawls. RuPaul's, gross ass dude, getting booed. Acts that are lewd, being crude when I'm not nude. With a hot chick, getting my taint licked. Stevie Nicks, pricks, nappy hoes, feet and toes, big ass nose, reality shows. Fucking getting crabs blows.
Awesome.
And I do like Stevie Nicks. I was just trying to rhyme some shit.
I do like some Stevie Nicks. Man, we listened to some the other day.
Was it Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks, I believe. Just like a one-winged dove sings a song. What is it? On the Edge of 17.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's an awesome song. Except I'm always confused at the beginning because I don't know when the guitar kicks in. I don't know if it's going to going to be Eye of the Tiger or Edge of 17 because they have the same riff. Oh, well. But we did listen to some actual Fleetwood Mac, but we did finish it off with some Stevie Nicks.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Man, I think we should make a YouTube channel and just do you rapping your Grind My Gears. I think it would be awesome.
Let's do it.
I don't see why not. I don't see how that would not be viral.
A virus?
Like, check out this guy, this angry guy rapping his things that piss him off. I mean, I think it would be awesome.
Probably would be. Probably get like 2 million followers or subscribers or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We've already got 1 million followers on this.
It definitely, yeah. The viewers are quickly catching up. So
yeah, we gained a few people on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that the other night.
Yep. Oh yeah, we went to the IHOP.
We did
didn't
go to
the
IHOP. Cordell was there. He wanted us to get naked, of course.
I heard he was, so I don't know why he asked.
I have this 300 finely crafted drum loops, House and Tech top loops. So there you go. I can just pull some off of this and
yeah.
There you go. Some samples. We'll have you rapping in no time. You'll be wearing do-rags.
I doubt that.
And Timberlands. Or Jordans or something like that.
Can I wear my pants to my knees?
Yeah, you can.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. Yeah, all I have left is my other open letter.
Yeah, I was going to say, we also need to go to the lake house. We need to record up there.
Have we really room. Need to. We talked about it for like 3 years.
3 years now, yeah. So anytime, man, especially now that it's nice out, because I'll definitely be going up there. A little too cold to get in the water just yet, so.
Yeah, I'll have to just take off a random weekend. And
yeah, that'd be the thing. We'd have to plan it slightly in advance, so.
Because you're still doing classes this summer, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's basically 2 a month, so that's easy to work around.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Easy enough. Yeah, we should do it. Maybe Cordell will go with us and record. We won't tell him that we're going to record. We'll just be like, hey, we're going up to the lake.
We should do it.
There's going to be dudes there.
Naked dudes.
So then he'll be suckered into going up, and then we'll be like, haha, just kidding. We're recording. Ah, ha, ha.
You could be in it or not, whore.
Yeah, but you'll be in it. Good times. Yeah, great. Let's plan on. We'll add that to our list, you know, along with the theme song, the Dr. Jeff jingle, the outro,
the intro,
the Jeffy raps the Grind My Gears. We'll just add that to the list. Lake trip.
I moved it to the top.
There you go. Done. I did too. Cool.
All right.
What else you say you have? You had another open letter?
Yes, I do.
Naturally. Who is this to?
Tornadoes.
Well, okay. Yeah, I hope they're listening.
Dear Tornadoes, nobody likes you. You're fucking scary. You destroy everything you touch like Ben Affleck in movies. He's the main character. What is your damn purpose? Oh, I'm going to spin in circles and blow shit all over the place. All you are is a huge fart with an anger management problem.
That sounds accurate.
Why don't you blow on this dick, bitch? You're like Jordan, in and out quick, blowing all over the place. Get it? That's like when he fucks a dude, takes like 4 minutes, and then he busts a nut. You're such the fag, Tornado. Big-ass brother is a hurricane. I hope you get punched in the face by something and cry like an 8-year-old girl whose Barbie got violated by her dad and brother. They take turns on it.
I just had a weird picture in my head.
You look like what a human rectum probably looks like. I'll ask your mom since she likes sticking her tongue in them. This is Jeff signing off with the go fuck yourself and stay away from the people I love. The people I don't care about, whatever.
Yeah.
Blow their shit away.
Yeah, why can't Tornadoes just go up to Detroit or something?
They're fucked anyway. Yeah.
It'd actually probably be a blessing to them.
Yeah, then they'd get government aid, actually.
Yeah, rebuild and then just I'll go to hell again.
Yeah.
Oh, well. One can only wish. Yeah, I've lived here for decades, and I haven't seen one. I think the closest one was maybe 4 or 5 miles from the house.
Really?
Yeah, but never saw one. Boring.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, I just assume they stay away, but I kind of want to see one. I think that'd be cool to say. But that's it. Like, I want to see one going away from me, not coming towards me.
I'll tell you what, every time it's on, I watch it, even though it's not the best movie in the world, but Twister, man.
Yeah. There was another one recently, I think it might be on Netflix, called, I think, just Tornado. It's the same premise where they have a device that studies them or something.
You're not talking about Sharknado, are you?
No, no. Which there's going to be a third one.
Good.
I believe Mark Cuban is cast as the president of the United States.
Which is awesome.
I might watch it just for that.
So, I mean, how many Sharknados can they have?
As many as they want because people watch them. So.
Like American Tail, like there's like 78 of them.
Or
Five Will Goes to the West. Or,
what's the dinosaurs? Land Before Time.
Yeah.
Eventually they're going to have to get to time and they're just going to have to call it the Land at Time.
And then like, you know, Jaws 78. After the first two, I'm done.
I don't even think I saw the second one.
The first two are okay, but 3D sucks.
Yeah.
Jaws the Revenge is kind of freaky, but I hate sharks, so.
Yeah, that's just not good at all. Oh, well.
I'd punch that big bastard right in his snout.
Right in the nose. I read a survival guide the other day. I mean, it wasn't really a guide. It was just a few tips and pointers for survival. I believe shark was on the list. Let's see if I can find it. It was. How to survive various animal attacks. Shark. Boop it on the nose.
Boop it.
And if that doesn't work, boop it in the dick. So there you go. Snake. You'll recognize this. A snake. How to survive a snake attack. According to Disney's Robin Hood, all you have to do is turn it into a balloon.
Well, all right.
Makes sense, yeah. Cats can be punted up to 20 meters in extreme situations. Geese. Time has come. There is no way out. So... stay away from those geese.
I like how they say boop it in the nose.
Yeah, just boop it. Or in the dick. If the nose doesn't work, so here you go. Boop. I just boop Maverick in the nose.
All right, well, that's all I got.
Man, let's hope for some good weather. I got my Harley back today, so I plan on being out on it. So dragging me in here to do the podcast might be difficult from now on, because I might be on the road. Might have to do a remote. I'll have to call in.
Yeah, as you're riding.
As I'm riding. This will work, but looking forward to the good weather. The Face Space page.
Yeah,
like it.
Tell people about it.
Yeah, check it out.
Have people listen to our show so they end up falling in love with it and wanting to have sex with it.
Yeah, send us messages. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us suggestions, things you'd like to hear or see. Why not?
Why not?
Your co-host, send in your applications. Or guest hosts, interns, send in your applications and pictures. What else? Review us on iTunes. You can do that.
Yeah, and, you know, send in your questions to Dr. Jeff. I might do them.
Dr. Jeff questions.
I might do them good.
Oh, yeah. Chicks, send in your dimensions. We might do them good also.
Definitely.
Other than that, I think that's it. Everyone knows the drill.
Yep.
Maverick is it's like he has something to say, but he's just not going to say it.
All right. Well, people, have your kids spayed or neutered. We've got a bunch of dumbasses in this world we don't need anymore.
That's true. And don't forget, 90% of the hands you shake have been used for masturbation.
Especially mine, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't wash my hands.
Yep. All right. Later.
See ya.